Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The wife of an American citizen is back home this morning after spending months in what she claims was illegal detention by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The husband of another citizen could be released today, and the fiancé of a citizen was also in federal court in Boston yesterday seeking to be released. WBUR's Fred Tice was also in federal court to hear arguments in all these cases, and he joins us now this morning to talk about what was said. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So yesterday in court, federal judge Mark Wolf accused Immigration and Customs Enforcement and its parent agency, the Department of Homeland Security, of breaking its own rules, as I understand it. What's the root of this case?
So WBUR's Shannon Dooling first broke this story last year. ICE has been arresting people when they show up for interviews to become legal permanent residents of the U.S. Two of the people in court yesterday, Lucy Marja Souza and Eduardo Junqueira, were arrested in January and February when they showed up for their interviews at USCIS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. They were there to prove that their marriages were, in the words of Judge Mark Wolf, who oversaw the proceedings yesterday, that their marriages were, quote, not shams. And Wolf pointed out that this is against the policy of USCIS. You're not supposed to arrest people when they show up for their interviews. So here you've got two agencies of the Department of Homeland Security at odds with each other, USCIS saying you can't arrest people, and ICE coming in and arresting them anyway.
So is the government actually accused of breaking laws or breaking rules? Was that at issue yesterday before Judge Wolf?
It was very much at issue yesterday. He asked the attorney for the Justice Department, who is an expert in immigration cases, who'd come up from Washington, and she was arguing the case. He said, you know, is the government breaking its own rules? And she admitted that the government was breaking its own rules, including by doing things by keeping these folks in detention so long. One was arrested in February, the other person in January. Here is Adriana LaFay. She is the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts attorney for Lucy Marja Souza. That's the woman from Everett who was released yesterday.
So the court has indicated a lot of interest in why it is doing what it's doing and why it made these extremely harsh decisions to detain people who are seeking lawful status.
The Justice Department, in theory, has control over ICE because it's its client, but what control does it actually have?
Yeah, as the day progressed yesterday, I got the sense, and I got this mainly from the detainees' attorneys, but also from trying to talk to the U.S. Department of Justice attorney, that, you know, the Justice Department is pretty much powerless to control the actions of its own client, which is ICE. You know, in essence, ICE is behaving like a rogue agency. One of the ACLU attorneys compares it to, you got a problem with a company, and you know the only place you can call is the customer representative, who has absolutely no power to solve your problem, right? So this is the situation that the ACLU attorneys are in. They call the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice would love to help them and do the right thing, but it has no power to control its client. And so these folks stay in detention sometimes for months.
There are three people at issue here, three spouses. One of the married people, as you said, is back home this morning. The other is expected to go back home today. But the third person in the case, who's engaged to an American, remains detained. What's happening in that case?
So Wolf wants him to get married so that he can extend the same protections that he's extending to the other couples. And that could happen as early as today, depending on whether ICE allows it or not.
So Judge Wolf actually suggested that they get married, and they get married while this person is in detention?
He did not say that in court, but the attorneys for the detainee told me that that's exactly what he was suggesting to the parties. Yes.
All right. So what's next, Fred?
So now Wolf wants to hold a hearing next Tuesday next week, and he's ordered the Justice Department to bring in the DHS, the ICE agents who have been arresting these people to come into court and explain themselves and testify. He doesn't believe that this is about just these three folks. He's very concerned that every time somebody comes up before court, ICE does release them, but he's worried about all the people who never make it to federal court. And so the attorneys yesterday, we're expecting that sometime next week, Wolf could actually issue a much broader ruling preventing ICE from just detaining people against government regulations.
So much more on this in federal court in Boston ahead, or at least that's very likely.
Yeah, absolutely. To quote Judge Wolf, our country honors family values. So I think we can expect a lot more from him in the coming weeks.
WVUR's Fred Tice, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.